7 years ago, Dr. Mark Eccles, pastor, came to an asked, would you teach our adults in Sunday school how to watch movies? From that fall class came the outline for Mark's book, When the Lights Go Down. Dr. Eccles has been teaching students in Christian schools how to watch movies since he began teaching in the 1980s. His website, warpandwoof.org, is full of Christian thinking on many subjects, including movies. Dr. Eccles is also president of the Comenius Institute. He writes and speaks in many venues. He teaches in both Christian and public higher education on theology, literature, writing, and media. And he's with us this morning to talk about watching movies. And good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Great to have you on the show. So, Mark, when our kids were growing up, you know, they would say, well, we want to watch this movie, but, you know, my friends have told me, well, it's not too bad. There's just a little bit of stuff in it. And so we used to have kind of a phrase that we would say when they would say that. We go, okay, well, we made brownies, but we only put a little bit of manure in it. Do you still want those? You know, and is that kind of what, when we're watching movies, we have to be careful what we're watching. So how did you approach this to instruct people how to watch movies?
Sure. This is one of those things that people constantly ask the question about. Let me begin by saying this, that some people study investments. Others are researchers in science. Some people are journalists. And I'm going to suggest that sin is not an external problem, but it begins inside. So every single one of those ideas or areas that I mentioned, investments, science research, journalism, are all problematic because we are all sinners. The problem is not outside of us. The problem is inside of us. So for me, from a Christian vantage point, the very first thing that I want young people to understand is that in all things, God is to be praised. I'm just quoting from Scripture here, 1 Peter 4:11. He gives everything to us for our enjoyment, 1 Timothy chapter 6, for which all things are to be given thanks for, in Ephesians chapter 5. So if all things are created for, by, and through him, a phrase that's repeated all the way through the Bible, our responsibility then is to defend truth, goodness, and beauty and declare God's work in all arenas of life. That's my responsibility as a teacher to help my students understand that, but also to help them understand no matter what area of life they go into, they're going to have to deal with this stuff.
Boy, that is for sure. And Mark, it just seems like lately I've been watching things, you know, not beyond just the cinema. Well, the cinema also is on Netflix and things like that. But I've been watching things that I can just see their worldview just coming through. I mean, it's almost like it's a wave now. It used to be just a trickle, but now it's like they're just taking bucketfuls of water and throwing it on us. So how do we prepare ourselves for that, for sitting down when we are in situations where we're watching programs or movies and we feel like somebody just took a bucket and just poured it over us of something that we, that's totally not our worldview?
Sure. This is an important question as well. I always take people back to Leviticus, my second favorite book in the Bible, by the way. Leviticus chapter 18, in the first few verses there, where God says, I'm taking you basically out of the frying pan and putting you into the fire. I'm taking you out of Egypt, where there were 400 plus gods, and I'm putting you into Canaan, where there are so many gods, they're innumerable, too many to count. And God's point in Leviticus 18 to his people was to know evil without participating in evil. Believers function in a world in which they find themselves, and that's exactly true for God's people too, in Israel as well as the church today. Nothing really has changed for us. In fact, it's simply a mirror of what we find throughout Scripture, that God expects his people, according to Exodus 19, for instance, to be priests. That is the go-between between God and man in any given culture. Go back to your question, just some basic principles, perhaps, of helping people to understand how to go about the process. I think it's important that we critique other people's points of view. We expose darkness and systems of thought by biblical revelation. This is the whole point of 1 John 4, 1-6. Our responsibility is to discern right from wrong. And all of that is based on sanctification processes, which is basically the responsibility of the spiritually mature, according to Hebrews 5:11 to 14. And then we bear responsibility to interpret all areas of life Christianly. That's my job, not only as a teacher, but to teach my students how to do that for the rest of their lives. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 says that everything from astronomy, zoology should be understood from God's perspective. We bear different kinds of weapons. We prepare people in their thinking and their Christian mindset to deal with the kinds of things they're going to see every day.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, Mark. So can you give us maybe some examples of maybe some movies that do reflect biblical principles?
Sure. Oh, my. There are so many that are very, very important and powerful films. Let's start with a children's story like Toy Story 3. One of the keys to this wonderful story is that we want to know what we would be willing to do for somebody in our own family. What are we willing to do to sacrifice to make sure that they are taken care of? I think about a great movie like Cinderella Man, for instance, out of the Great Depression years, that extends the invitation through a question, again, what sacrifices are we willing to make for the future of our families? I think about some of the great superhero movies like Thor or Avengers or Superman that invigorate us toward good, but still leave us thinking, hey, I need outside help. That's the whole point behind superhero movies. The Butler or 12 Years a Slave shout that justice will never be out of date. These are important films. And because I'm a teacher, I'll throw in a couple of my favorite teacher movies. Mr. Holland's Opus or The Emperor's Club are really important and powerful films for teachers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, those are some great suggestions, Mark. And before I let you go, I'm sure there are parents listening and they're wondering, you know, how do we discern whether I should let my young person see this film? What would you say to them, especially since you work with that age group, kind of that young adult or adolescent age group? What would you say would be some good things to be thinking about before you give your okay to go see a movie?
I think the big issue always is age level appropriateness. But quite frankly, what I find even in movies that come out of Disney is that, to take your metaphor, we find buckets of non-truth that are coming through Disney films that really focus on a human or humanistic-centered point of view. So the idea of doing this with children is important to me. I would say, honestly, for parents, you need to sit with your children and watch movies with them and help them to understand, stopping movies along the way. I remember when my kids were little and I would stop movies to explain what the problems were with any given film. And my little girl at that time, very little, said, "Daddy, we understand. Can we just watch the movie?" So I think it's really important that parents do this with their children. So that's what I would say. I'll just leave that as the overarching understanding that all parents should do. We don't send kids out to do this by themselves. We do it with them.
Mm-hmm. That's really good,
Mark.
It sure is. That's Dr. Mark Eckel. Of course, his website is Warp and Woof. That's warpandwoof.org. And he's got a lot of great resources on there about movies, many other great teachings as well. We hope that you'll check that out. And as always, Mark, we sure appreciate you, brother, for joining us on the show today. Thanks so much.
It is a privilege and honor to be with you. Blessings to all who are listening.
You as well, Mark.